from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to listen to 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. I'd like to open our program with a composition by Franz Lehár entitled The Golden Silver Waltz. Now, almost 100 years ago in old Imperial Vienna, Princess Pauline Metternich threw a grand carnival masked ball under the simple and elegant motto, Gold and Silver. This, of course, meant that the guests were obliged to wear gold and silver costumes in keeping with the ballroom decorations. And, of course, the waltz that would officially begin the evening's festivities had to be written especially for the occasion. The commission for the waltz was given to the young, elegant, but almost completely unknown Franz Lehár, who conducted a military orchestra in Vienna at the time. No sooner played, but the waltz was forgotten. The next day, the critics raved about the fabulous ballroom decorations and the ravaging costume of Her Highness the Princess Metternich. It was only when Lehár achieved fame and fortune that the Golden Silver Waltz entered the 19th century hit chart, so to speak. And here it is.
Thank you.
Gold and Silver Waltz by Franz Lehár, played there by the Southwest Radio Orchestra conducted by Klaus Arp. As shortly after Lehár wrote this waltz, he decided to resign his commission as military conductor in the Imperial Army and devote himself full-time to composing. As conductor in the music corps, he was also expected to compose for special occasions and train the new recruits to the corps as well. Now he was a free man. He could at last devote himself to his lifelong dream, operetta. 3 years later, we find him being hailed as the new Viennese king of operetta. He was feted as the rising star on the musical horizon and was as highly paid as any modern pop star today, which also meant he could now afford to indulge in all those extravagant luxuries that up to then seemed so impossibly out of reach. For example, a summer villa in the ultra-fashionable spa Bad Ischl near Salzburg. Of course, people came here to take the waters. For almost 1,000 years, the healing properties of its salt springs were well documented. But it was only after members of the imperial Habsburg family from faraway Vienna decided on spending summer holidays in Bad Ischl that the charming little town suddenly leaped to prominence. The Emperor Franz Josef spent altogether 80 summer seasons here, recovering from the strains of ruling a vast and troublesome empire. Everyone who was anyone in Viennese society now made the long journey to Ischl, not so much for health reasons as to see, and more important, be seen. Lehár rented a romantic rose-covered villa called, appropriately enough, Rosenvill. Here he composed most of his famous Viennese operettas. Then he moved to Berlin, but the picturesque Rosenvill did not remain vacant for long. Emmerich Kallmann had moved in his luggage, the rough draft for his new operetta, Die Tschardisch-Fürstin, the Tschardisch Princess. The Viennese premiere, right in the middle of wartime chaos and confusion, was a brilliant success, and very soon was playing to full houses right across Europe. Kallmann, who was born in Hungary, introduced Tschardisch gypsy music as the new sound into his Viennese operettas, and this, more than anything else, contributed to their success. In the following historic recording, Erika Kurt, Willy Hoffmann, and Benno Kuscher sing the famous Tschardisch trio from Die Tschardisch Fürsten by Emmerich Kallmann. The Cologne Radio Orchestra is conducted by Franz Marschalek.
Nimm Zigeuner deine Geige, lass ihn, was du kannst. Schwarzer Teufel, spiel und zeige, wie dein Bogen tanzt. Spiel ein Lied, das weit und lacht. Spiele, bis dein Bogen kracht. Spiele, bis heranbricht. Das Morgenrot, spiele Becher, schlage mir die Sorgen tot. Ja, Mama, Bruder, Herz, ich kauf mir die Welt. Ja, Mama, was liegt mir am lumpigen Geld? Weißt du, wie lange noch der Globus sich dreht? Ob es morgen nicht schon zu spät.
Hey, Mama, Bruder, Herz, ich glaub mir die Welt. Hey, Mama, was liegt mir am lumpigen Geld? Weißt du, wie lange noch der Globus sich dreht? Ob es morgen nicht schon zu spät.
Schweigen mir da drin. Was ist da seines Fenster, meinen Freunden sei geschehen? Heute über 50 Jahren leben andere Leute. Dieses ganze Jammer da ist für mich ein Nachtlokal. Über Opfer ich im Himmel vor der Hand und verkaufe, wann's gefällig, mein Gewand.
Famous Czardosz Trio from the operetta Die Czardosz Fürstin by Emmerich Kallmann, written, as I said, in the romantic Roseville in Austrian Bad Ischl. Interestingly enough, there seemed to be something about this picturesque villa that attracted composers as tenants. And the list reads like a musical who's who. Composers like Johannes Strauss, Oscar Strauss, and Leo Fall, for example. The great Brahms lived here, as did the violin virtuoso Josef Joachim, who was able to give valuable violin technique tips to his friend Brahms. And then there was the restless Berlin-born Giacomo Meyerbeer, who produced operas in Germany, Italy, and France. The gay summer atmosphere of this Austrian spa seemed not to have any effect whatsoever on the atmosphere of his writings. He composed the dramatic and gloomy opera The Prophet at Roseville. And what a contrast to all the other works composed in this beautiful villa. Listen now to the Coronation March from Act 4 of the opera The Prophet by Giacomo Meyerbeer. In this rare recording from 1953, you will hear the orchestra of the Paris Opera conducted by Georges Sebastian.
Thank you.
Coronation March from the opera The Prophet by Giacomo Meyerbeer. Meyerbeer and Brahms, two musical personalities who could not have been more different. The only common factor, if you like, was their attraction to and love of the Villa Rosenville in Bad Ischl. And with the sound of that dramatic, almost pompous march still in our ears, I just can't resist the temptation to play, in complete contrast, a simple melody of Brahms that has become famous around the world as the Brahms Lullaby. It's sung by the Schaumburger Märchensänger Choir. In English, you would call them the Singers of Fairy Tales from Schaumburg. And they are accompanied by Siegfried Schick on the piano. Lullaby, Opus 49, Number 4, by Johannes Brahms. An interesting, though little-known fact is that the conservative Brahms actually recorded a piece of music. In the pioneer days of recording, he was persuaded to play a polka by Josef Strauss, which was directly recorded on an early Edison wax cylinder. It was called The Dragonfly, but although Brahms was a brilliant pianist, the hissing, rustling, and crackling surface sounds are so loud that it's almost impossible to hear the music. Not so the following recording by the Vienna Philharmonic, conducted by Carlos Kleiber. The Dragonfly Polka by Josef Strauss, concluding this edition of Melody Time. The program, which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Michael Springer, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare wishing you all the very best. And do take care, won't you? Bye now.